USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is urging Americans now to mask up to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, he told reporters at his first coronavirus briefing in 3 months that his administration wants people to put on a face covering whenever social distancing is not possible. And he said that wearing masks does have an impact, whether you like putting them on or not. The president just wore one publicly for the first time earlier this month. For the first time in 2 weeks, the daily death toll from the coronavirus in the United States exceeded 1,000. Johns Hopkins University reporting 1,056 fatalities with nearly 63,000 new infections. The last time the death toll had jumped above 1,000 was back on the 7th of July. Home Depot is the latest major retailer requiring that all shoppers wear masks inside their stores. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saves one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.